We are learning Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top, Tanu Rabbana. Tanu Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Yisrael, Shusnadev Menaira, Oiner Lebeis HaKnesses. Someone who donated to a shul, a Menaira, a candelabra, or a Ner Lebeis HaKnesses, so also Shnoisa. You can't change it, you can't use it for something else. The shul can't use it for something else. Sovar Rav Chiya V'Abel Meimar, that means they can't use it for a dvar reshus, which means something that's not for a mitzvah. Also, dvar mitzvah, it means you can't put it into a different base medrash. Even though the shul has two batim medrash, I mean, you said I want to put it in this base medrash, you can't put it into another base medrash. And you also can't put it in the bathroom because it's dvar reshus. You can't put it in either one. Omli Rav Ami, that's what Rav Chiya thought. He can't change it. Omli Rav Ami, Hochem Rav Yechon, Loi Shon Ol Dvar HaShos. He can't change Dvar HaShos. Dvar HaMitzvah, Mutos Noi. You could change it for Dvar HaMitzvah. What's the Raya? The Raya is from a member of Rav Asi Yom Rav Yechon. With the Omer of Asi Yom Rav Yechon, Oivet Kechavim, a non-Jew, she is not Dev Menoira in Yerla Beres Knesses. He donated a Menoira, he needed a light for the Shul. Ashley Nishtaka Shein Baleha, until if everyone still remembers that this belongs to the guy, you cannot change it because the guy doesn't get upset. When everyone forgets who gave this lamp, then you could change it because he won't find out about it, he won't get upset. Now, Lamai, what are you changing this lamp for? What are you changing it for? If you're changing it for Advar Rishos, then you can't change anyone's tzedakah for that. Even Yisrael also cannot. Even Israel's lamp, they the Nazi can't switch it. So why are we saying a goy? Elo dvar mitzvah. Only with the most film dvar mitzvah. And the raya is like this, that Israel you're allowed to change. Only a goy you can't change. So it's a raya to this mandiyama. And what's the pshat why a goy you can't change it even for dvar mitzvah? But taimod evichavim hu depayi. Evichavim, he's going to complain. He's going to talk, and he's going to say, why are you doing that? Why are you changing it? Yisrael lo poi yishav v'domi. Yisrael doesn't change it, it's fine. Dafka goy, b'chil Hashem, you're changing his donation to something else, he'll be upset. But for Yisrael, it's not a problem for Dvar Rishus, and it's a riot from here, because he's saying only a goy which will complain is there a problem. Mashmaf, not for that, it would be fine, and Yisrael would be fine, and he could switch it to a different thing. The shul could switch it to a different Dvar Mitzvah in the same place. So the Gemara Vayter. So the Gemara, there's a story that brings out this point, and with the different halacha comes out of it. Shazrak Tayoho Indav Shragav Meknishta. There was Shazrak, who was a Arab guy. He donated it. Right? It was an non-Jew, obviously. He donated Indav Shragav Meknishta. He donated a lamp to the shul, the Rav Yehuda, the shul of Rav Yehuda. Shanya Rechava, Rechava switched to something else. Ikbe Rava got upset. Or Ikidamri Shanya Rava, that Rava don't want to switch to something else. Ikbe Rechava. Ikidamri, some say Shanya Chazoni, the Pompadisa, the Chazonim of Pompadisa, they switched it. The Shamashim, the attendants, they switched it. And Ikbid Rechava, Ikbe Rava, both Rechava and Rava got upset. But we see that someone switched it and the other person got upset. What's the Pshat? What's the Shaila here? Man the Shanya, you want to switch this? Savad Leishriach. Since this Arab guy was a peddler, and he used to go around to a lot of different cities, the chance of him finding out about it moving and then being angry about it was very remote. And therefore, we all, there was no problem, I could switch it. Oman the Ikbit, the one, the Amira who said that he was upset that you switched it, sometimes he'll show up, and I'll be a Chil Hashem, therefore you should not do this. New Mishnah. Hagoyseis v'hayoytsei lihareg. We're talking about, again, Erechin and Adarim. So we have here a Goyseis and a Yotze Lahareg. Goyseis is someone who's on his deathbed. He's about to die. He has no value. A Yotze Lahareg also is someone who's on death row, and means V'dinei Yisrael. He was already slated to be killed, and they get killed that day. That's how it works. So both these type of people, Loi Nidar, you can't make a Neda on them because they have no value. V'loi Nerach, and there's no Arachim on them. We'll see in the Gemara why they can't be the subject of a Nerach, why they can't be. Because we understand why is no nether, because they're not worth anything. But Erechin has nothing to do with it. So we'll see why they can't be a subject of Erechin. Rachnina ben Akavya Oimer Nerach. He argues on Yotzi Lihorek. He goes, Yotzi Lihorek could be nerach, but you don't ksum even though he's not worth anything, but the money is exact in the Torah, it's fixed in the Torah, his worth is fixed in the Torah, and therefore we know exactly how much it's worth, and we don't make a difference how much it's really worth. But he only argues with Yerichel Harag, we'll see on Nerach, he'll deny Nerach because you need a Hamada V'Arocha, you have to be able to stand in front of the Kain. Rabbi Yezimar, Noider, he could, this Geises or Yerichel Harag, or someone's death row, he can make a Neder, Umarich, he can make an Erichin, Umakdish, he could be Makdish, he could be do the Neder of a Hektish, or of a Neder, or of Arochin, Vim Hizik, and if he damages Chayiv. And we'll see how Rav Yossi is different than the Tanakama. Pashas, the Tanakama, and Rav Chanina ben Akavya agreed to everything he said. So what exactly is Rav Yossi arguing on? The Gemara will talk about that. So at the Gemara, first talk about the first machlekes. The Tanakama said a geisis and someone, you know, someone who's on death bed or is on death row, they can't be the subject of a neder or of a rachem. So Gemara says, Vishlam a geisis lo nida, we understand, he can't be the subject of a neder, la bar domhu, he's not worth anything. And a geis is also a big camp, people like Nerach, why? He's not a mod of Arachu. He can't be stood in front of the Kayin to shots up how much he's worth. Could they, to, you know, because when they do the Hesig Yad for the person who made the Neder, they have to put the subject in front of them. Since he's not Shaykh by mod of Arachu, it says by Midl, Nea Kayin. So we make a drasha that a geis is, we had this drasha before, that a geis is can't be the subject of a Erechen. El Yeritzi Lahareg, someone's going out to be killed on death row. Bishlam leneder lavardomu. Understand? He's not worth anything. Eloi nerach. What's wrong? Amar eloi. Why can't he make an erichin on him? There's dom of ktsuvim. Amai. So the gemara. I'll tell you pshat. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Tanya menayin liyotze lihareg. Amar erichin laish lo amar klum. How do you know if someone's going out to be killed and someone says I want to pay for his erichin? There's no erichin on that person. Tamalim, it says in the pasuk, Kol cheirim asher yocharam min ha'odom lo yipada. And we learn out from this pasuk that anyone's going after killed, lo yipada, which means there's no erichin on him. Yochar fil kerem shnu redina. Maybe if there wasn't a psak din, there wasn't a final verdict on this person to be killed, we just know that he might go to court for that, and because he's going to be chay misa eventually. Does he have erichin? So the Gemara, yeah, he does have erichin. It says mina adam, tamalim mina adam, lekol adam. Only some mina adam is only cheirim of some people lo yipada, but other people you could. And therefore, after Gemara din is exeris akosiv, there is no erichin. Now Rav Chanina ben Akavi argued, and he had this erichin because it's domav ksuvim, his worth is fixed, so he has a worth. Makes them of his practical worth. It's a tyrant that gives the erichim. So that's Rav Chanina holds. So what does Rav Chanina do the pasuk of kol cheirim lo yipada? Rav Chanina ben Akavi adam anerach meshadam ksuvim hay kol cheirim ay avadei. What does do the pasuk of kol cheirim? Zot the Gemara, look at the Tanya. I use it for the following brisa. It says in the brisa, Rishno benoishar Rav Yechon mebreiko emer. Fishim etzinu l'masam v'dei shemayim shenoisim mamam eschapa lahem. Since we find that people who are chayim misdei shemayim, someone's give money and be mechaper. Where we find that is by kaifer. If someone's animal kills another person, really he's chayiv misdei b'dei shemayim. But the ma'aseh we say you give kaifer and the kaifer patis him for misdei shemayim. So we find misdei shemayim shenoyis dem mamo inu meschaplem they get a kapara shenemam kaifer yusha sholav yochal afdei adam. Maybe you think even b'dei adam, even if he has chayiv misa to bezdenu. Chayiv Mises Bezdin, maybe he goes to pater himself with money, just like by Kaifer he pater himself with money. Yochel Afbiya, the Adam came, Tamalaymar, Chayrim lo yipada. That someone's Chayiv Mises can't redeem himself. Only Allah Mises Chamura, Shigasim la Kapara. Certain Mises Chamura, the Shay doesn't even have a Kapara of Chatas. And Rashi says those are someone who is Megadef, Tashem, or is Mekal, his father. Those type of people have no carbon. That's chamer. What about other mitzvahs bezdin? They're not so chamer, like regular mitzvahs bezdin, like avodah zarah and mechal shabbos. What about those? Could he pay to that? Emel mitzvahs chamurais shloim nitna shkagas lekapara. Mitzvahs kal shnitnon shkagasam lekapara. That you could bring a carbon on the shaygig. Could you be redeem yourself from that mitzvah? Manayim tamalim a kol cheirim. Every cheir mitzvah you cannot redeem yourself from. So that's the machlokes in Tanakama and Rav Chanina ben Akavi by Yotze Lahareg. If there is erichim, one man holds is there is a cost of kol cheirim. All the man holds no, it has erichim and use kol cheirim for something else. Use the pasuk of kol cheirim for something else. So the Gemara writes, says the end of the Mishnah, Reis Yemer, Noider, Umarech, Umaktish. He could do all those things. These Geisus and the Yetzel Hara could do all these things. He could be Neder and he could be Hektish. And if he's Mazik someone, he's Chayiv. But Tanakama, Mikama, and the Loi Tanakama said not. So the Gemara, you're right. Elab, Noider, Umarech, Umaktish, Kulamle, Pligi. They're not arguing. Ki Pligi, where are they arguing? Bim Hizik. They're arguing only the last thing Ramea says. Hizik Chayiv, if he damages the Chayiv, that's the way they're arguing. Tanakama, Sovam, Hizik, Ain't a Chayiv. If he damages, he does not have to pay. This person on death row does not have to pay. But he saw him, his chayv shlum, if he's mazik, you do have to pay. But Maika Mithli, what's the bir machlekes? Rav Yosef, b'milva alpeh, goyva min ha-yorshim kemithli. They're arguing, if someone has a milva alpeh, does he collect from the yorshim? Tanakama, because we know that if someone dies, he leaves over loans, so if it's a shtar, then they collect from the yorshim. But if it's a milva alpeh, it's machlekes. So here, the guy who was mazik, then he died before Gemara Din, before he went, had a final verdict. So it's considered like a milva apeh. So Tanakam holds your potter from the Yerushim. Yerushim don't have to pay the father's milva apeh. Milva apeh goyim from the Yerushim with freedom. Tanakam was a milva apeh in a goyim from the Yerushim. Rabbi Yisi Savar, milva apeh, you are goyim from the Yerushim. Rabba tweaks the machlokes a different way a little bit. Rabba amad kuli amad milva apeh in a goyim from the Yerushim. Kuli amad milva apeh, you're not goyim from the Yerushim. Vahocha milva aksuva b'terek mefagi. They're arguing if a milva that says it in the Torah, maybe that has a din of a milva b'shtar and you collect from the Yerushim. Tanakam is a milva k'ksuva b'tayra laksu b'shtar adamya. Hezek, nezikim, which is in the Torah, is not like ksuva b'shtar. It has the status of milva apeh, and therefore you do not collect from Yerushim. Because we're going according to Rava, kuliyama, milva apeh, you don't collect from Yerushim. Rav Yosef sova k'ksuva b'shtar adamya, it is k'ksuva b'shtar adamya. So you have machlekes Rav Yosef and Rava. What the machlekes in our Mishnah is. Either the machlekes of milva peh goyven or yarshim, or it's the machlekes of milva ksuva tayra ksuva b'shtar adamya. The Gemara is going to point out that we have a similar machlekes on something else. V'ika demasni lo aha. Some say this machlekes on something else. On a yetzil aharag, someone who's going out to be killed, hu shechava v'acherim is chay. If he damaged someone else, is chay. Someone else who damaged him is potter. Shimon Elazar Emer Af Hu Im Chava Ba'Acherim Potter. He also is potter. Why? So he needs to look at his bezin because he can't go back to bezin to get a Gemara Din. So it's similar to what happens to our Mishnah. If a Yoytzi Lahareg is Chayiv Be Nezikim. Mechlal, for the Gemara, on top of Dav Zayin Mal, Mechlal, Tanakama, so when Nidlach Zaris Merz Bedin, you think when he's out going to get killed and he damages someone, you bring him back to go for his din Taira? That's probably Tanakama. It can't be. No one holds like that. It's called Inu Hadin. You don't waste any time. Once he's Chayim, we see try to kill him as fast as possible. He shouldn't dwell on that he's getting killed. So what's the Machlaikis? The Tanakama and Amshim Ralazo. Like the Gemara, Ram Yosef, and Milva Apeh, Gerb Nirashim Rifkli. Tanakama saw a milva peh goyim from the yarshim. Milva peh you collect from the yarshim. Therefore you chay. Rav Shimon Elazar saw ina goyim from the yarshim. You don't collect from the yarshim. And Rabbi Amar no, the kuli amilva peh ina goyim from the yarshim. And what's the machlekes here by yoytzi lahoreg if he has to pay from the zikin? Ba'acha milva ksuva v'tayra ksuva shtar adam kamifagi. Tanakama saw a ksuva shtar adam. It is like written mishtar, and therefore it has din milva mishtar, and you collect from the yarshim. Rav Shimon Elazar saw a lach ksuva shtar adam. It's not like ksuva shtar adam. Therefore, do not collect from yarshim. You don't collect from Yarshim. And that is the Bira Machlaikis. So very similar to the Machlaikis that we said in our Mishnah. Just here, this version is that we stelled the Machlaikis Rabba and Rav Yosef on the Braisa. That's where we apply the Machlaikis. On Rabba, Machlaikis of Rabba and Yosef, we applied it on the Braisa and not on our Mishnah.